Public source improvements.
Because if you don't push it down, it doesn't stay. It's kind of a little bit of a tarp like that.
Oh, Dean is here. Good. Okay.
Almost missed it.
You were still in bed at 8:57.
Something. I think it was like 8:51 or so.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. Okay, well, I guess we're all slightly less because of thermo today, but I don't want any of my friends not passing thermo. That's happened before. That's not good.
Yeah, I still to this day have no idea how I passed this class. I literally failed every test, and I still got an A in the class, and I don't know what happened because I don't think I learned anything.
I learned a lot.
I don't understand.
The engineering thermo.
Yeah.
No one told us you could take the physics.
And the problem with Dr. C is you go to talk to him and he shuts his office door and says, I'm busy. So, I don't know.
What a
Uber.
Yeah. I like the physics.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
What to do.
Is Dr. C?
No.
I mean, I did all my homework.
Yeah, he came after I was here for a while. I've been here for quite a while before he came along. But I've been here a long time now. I think this is like 25 or 26 years or something. It's a long time. Okay, so last day we were looking at current sources. Maybe I should bring this thing up on the projector so we could look at what we did, assuming I remember to put the pictures up. I wonder whether is anybody using the pictures?
I have.
Once in a while? I don't know. I can usually tell when people are using the pictures because when I forget, they'll tell me, but nobody tells me in this class, so. Well, once in a while, Hillary will, but we'll see whether I remembered. Somehow I have this horrible feeling that I forgot, but I can't. I guess I gotta get this thing on, huh? Did I turn it on? Now, Carlos, you fixed it last time, right?
Yeah, I think the light was red, but I'm not really too sure because I can't.
It's coming on. It's coming on, finally. Guess I could put my glasses on and see whether I did them. No, I forgot, so forget that. Okay. I kind of had this feeling I forgot. But anyway, remember the current mirror. Let's just look at the current mirror. We had a current mirror. I'll draw you one right here so you can see. You can do current mirror with BJTs or FETs if you want. You know, it doesn't really matter. But it looks like this. No, there's really no negative feedback here. There are, you know, some things that we do that are actually considered feedback systems that, you know, you might not think of them that way at first, but this one right here is not really a feedback system unless you think of the thermal runaway, in which case it's a runaway feedback system. So it's not quite what we're looking for. So anyway, here's our current, our, you know, that's our current right there. And one of the things that you have with a current source is you'd really like a high R Norton, right? If you don't have a high R Norton, then instead of it being like a current source, it actually has an IV characteristic that kind of goes, you know, like this. Maybe we should look at that. In fact, actually what happens with this source, if you think about the transistor curves, here's VCE, and I'm going to call this is the VCE I'm thinking of. And this, of course, is IC here, right? That's our output current is IC. So you could put IC here. And these curves, they kind of go up like this, but they have a little bit of a slope here, just a tiny bit of a slope. We'll call that 1 over R0 for the small signal kind of thing, okay? And, you know, there's a whole bunch of different curves for different IBs, but, you know, the IB here is fixed because the VBE is fixed here, you know, so you got the same IB here as you do there because, you know, the VBEs are the same. And I'm thinking of the transistors as the same. So that helps you set the thing. But if I was to take this guy right here, and if I think of this as like a variable resistor, then you could look at this thing here, and if we do a load line analysis, you'd say, I've got VCC minus IC times, I'll call that R, RC maybe, okay, RC. Or maybe I should just call this R1, and I'll just call that R. I'll call this guy R1, so I don't have to write so many subscripts. So IC times R. You know, that's the load resistor right there. Maybe I should call it RL because really that's what it is, RL. So I got VCC minus ICRL plus VCE equals zero. Or you can rewrite this as IC equals VCC minus VCE over RL. And if I was to graph that over here, that this is the VCE axis right here, and so the slope is minus 1 over RL, and the y-intercept is VCC over RL, and the x-intercept, that's where IC equals 0, would be VCE equals VCC. So it's going to look kind of like this, and as I change the slope of RL, you know, this thing right here is 1 over RL, I can move this point along that curve right there.
Is that minus or plus?
Let's see, I need the voltage across here, so that'd be VCC minus VCE, because VCE is here, that would give me just the voltage across. Oh, up here, did I do this right? I wasn't even doing the algebra here. Let's see. It should be minus VCC. Yes, that's correct. So as I move RL, as I change RL, it's going to move us back and forth on this thing. Basically, you know, you're just kind of looking at all, and a perfect current source would have a thing just like this, right? IC would be some constant. And if we wanted a perfect current source, we got to find a transistor with a really large R0 or really flat here, right? So that's one option. But, you know, generally you can't do that very easily. I mean, you know, it's kind of like buying a more expensive gadget or something, right? It's usually not in the works, but we could figure out another way to get around this. And if you look at this diagram, the other way to get around this would be to figure out some way so that we didn't move this thing back and forth on this VCE axis. In other words, we didn't change the voltage VCE. If we could make a gadget so that it didn't change VCE, then we'd be in good shape, right? And so one way to do that, so let's Let's write that down. So to improve the R. Norton, we could make a circuit where VCE equals a constant. Okay, so how do I do that? Well, let's think about this. I'm gonna make my gadget kind of like this. I'm gonna have these transistors. I still need these guys down here. Gotta make these guys have the same. Still gotta have the same VCE, otherwise, I mean VBE, otherwise we're toast, right? But the idea is I'd like to put something in here so that when I change my RL up here, this is RL, if I change RL, it's not going to change the voltage across here, right? So I suggest we could put another transistor like this, and then that what will happen is, see, this transistor sets the current down here, right? And if I can nail this thing down, like maybe I could put something like that so that this transistor actually has a VCE, a VCB of zero, and so VCE would be 0.7 volts. It's just right on the border of active, kind of like we did with this one over here, right? Now the problem is if I run this line back across to there, well, I've got to also bias this thing right here, right? So maybe I could just bring this guy right here over to there. And then if you look at this, is still fixed here, because if I start here, I go up 0.7, right? Then it's 0 to there, right? And then another 0.7, so this will be at 1.4 volts instead of 0.7. Now that's a disadvantage because it actually cut our compliance range. You know, I need to make this thing another 0.7 volts higher in order to have the same range of voltages which this current source works, right? I mean, if you look at this one right here with what I had before was compliant from about here to here. So, you know, I could only move it back and forth that far, right? And then if I go too far over here, then it's, getting saturated. And it doesn't act like a current source. In other words, the current dropped when I moved this RL down over like this, right? So it only works, from about an RL that would give me about right here. This is minus 1 over RL, by the way. From about, right here up to about, right there. Right? So I can't make it to go any more than straight up. You know, that would be like an RL of 0, right, or something. But if I do this thing right here, what did I call this resistor before? R1. Then what happens is this guy always has the same VCE, and my voltage changes across this one, which doesn't really matter because the current on this guy is set by the bottom dude. Does that make sense?
The beta IB of the top one?
Well, what's happening here is this base current has to equal that base current because the VBEs are the same, right? Okay, so and that means that the current, the collector current right here, has got to be the same as the collector current right there, right? Now, if I ignore the base current coming in here, which, I mean, we could do all the detailed analysis, but it's pretty small, right? And it's also, fully related to this thing right here, right? So anyway, if I say ignoring that base current, this current is the same as that current right there, right? Well, this current has to come out of the emitter here, right? And if I ignore that base current, that's the same as the current up here, right? So the current up here is going to be the same as this current right here, which is approximately the same as this if I ignore that base current, right? And this current can be set by VCC, that's this number here, VCC minus 1.4 volts divided by R1 is the current that I want there, which will then set this current, okay? But the advantage is here that when I change this load resistor, it changes the voltage across this transistor, not across the one that's setting the current. So the one that's setting the current down here is stuck right about here, you know, just right close to saturation. It just stays right here all the time, and it doesn't move back and forth on that line. Therefore, it doesn't change. The current doesn't change. It's still stuck right there, okay? And so this is called a Wilson source, Wilson current mirror.
So what's the advantages of this?
It has a much higher R Norton, high R Norton. Now, I don't know if you brought your book, but I need to tell you about a little thing in the book here, because they kind of got things backwards or something. Let's see if I can find it. There's a graph in the book that shows you a couple of current sources with using FETs, okay, MOSFETs. And it shows you, they did a simulation and looked at the R Norton for the two current sources. And if I can find it, I'll show it to you. And then they labeled them backwards. Okay, yeah. Right here on page 430. No, that's not the one. That one's right. It's on 429. So if you look at page 429, see, here's the Wilson source. As you change the voltage V out. What's that? Somebody previously fixed it, huh? So anyway, they got these things backwards. This one is the mirror, and it actually works 0.7 volts better, right? See, this one stops working at about, you know, right about here, and this one stops working right about there, right? So this one stops at 1.4 volts, and that one stops at 0.7, but notice how flat that is. Now, then they took and they graphed the derivative here and here, and that's on the next page, and they got that right. So here is the
derivative
for the mirror. It's down here, okay? It's about 10 kiloohms or something, right? And here it is up here for the Wilson source, and it's like 3 megohms, okay? So I have some suspicions here. I haven't actually worked this out. But I have a suspicion that you might be able to figure out a way to do something like this and make a Wilson current source for your load on your op amp if you really want to get a screamingly gigantic gain, okay? I think you probably could do that. I haven't tried it, but, you know, it's just kind of an idea, okay? And I'll leave that kind of stuff up to you to think about because, you know, that's where the real fun is. But I want to do a little bit of that kind of fun today because I haven't done this before, and I'd kind of like to see whether we could use the same idea on my favorite current source, right? Could we figure out how to do that somehow? And I don't know, I haven't tried this, but, you know, we're thinking about it, and, you know, it's the idea, the clever idea was, you know, nailing the VCE on the bottom, dude, right?
So the reason that would make a really high gain is because would you be replacing RC with that?
Yeah, you'd be replacing RC. Right now you're replacing RC with something like 10, you know, maybe according to the book, if it was those MOSFETs that they did, it would be like, you know, 10 kiloohms. Well, 10 kiloohms is pretty high RC, you know, so probably gives you a pretty good deal. But if you did it with these MOSFETs with the, you know, the Wilson thing, then you'd be doing like 3 megohms, you know. And that this is a pretty big difference between 10K and 3 megohms, and that's going to, you know, reflect in your gain.
Something else, I missed why VCC was negative. On the
oh, I just did that. I'm doing the loop equation around here. So you go, so really there's like kind of like a source here, right?
Yeah.
and it looks like this, plus minus VCC, and then that connects down to here. So if I start right here, I go minus VCC because I'm going in the negative side of VCC, right? I'm summing the voltages, voltage drops. In other words, this is a voltage rise, so I call it a minus voltage drop. And then I've got RI, which is a voltage drop, a positive voltage drop, which I guess this should be plus, right? And then this should be minus. Okay, well, it was probably okay to begin with. Okay, so this guy would be plus.
When you first did that,
I was trying to get you to do it. Yeah, so I didn't fix it right. Yeah, so I got minus VCC plus RCIC
plus
VCE.
Yeah,
and it would have been right then. And he probably would have said that, but I just did the wrong thing. Yeah, how did that work? Okay, so let's see if we can use these same ideas over here and make my favorite current source have a high R Norton. I don't know whether we can or not, but let's try, right? So I haven't done this before, so let's see what happens. So here's the question. Can we modify my favorite current source this way? I don't know. I mean, my favorite current source isn't quite built on the same thing. First of all, it's not built on the same VBEs, right? So I don't know whether this is going to work or not, but we'll try and look and see, investigate it, right? So we got VCC, and here's my favorite current source. It goes down to these two diodes, right? And then we go to ground, and this one right here goes to this thing right here, right? And then we put the RL on here, right? And we still have the same problem because as I change RL, it's going to change the voltage here, VCE, right? So it has the same issue. So that means, you know, if we could nail this voltage right here to something, then we'd be in great shape. So, or add a diode maybe. We can't take out a diode because if we take out a diode, then that puts 0 volts left across here, right? Right. And we're kind of using the voltage across here to set the current, right? So this is the thing we use to set the current, RE here. Okay, so I know I'm going to have a load resistor here. Yeah, this is the RL. And what we did before was we put another transistor in here like this, right? And then I put my transistor, which sets the current. I guess. And this thing, if I want to still have the same setup here, I still need two diodes, right? And then if I want to fix VCE, I want to go something like this, right? That's what we did before, right? We made VCB zero, right? And now, I guess I've got to come this guy over here, right? And this guy has to be 0.7 volts higher than that dude right there. I mean, than this point right here, because we got to have this one forward biased, right? Got to have this in the active region. So maybe if I put another diode over here and then went like this, would that do it? So this is our new favorite current source. Could we try this, right? VCC. I know. Does this work? let's go and do our little analysis, you know, with our picture like this and make sure we still have the same problem here. It's not quite the same because we got an RE in here, right? So I've got BCE here, right? And so I'm going to say this is IC. Really what I want to do is just solve for IC. So IC is equal to VCC minus, I got to subtract VCE, and then I got to subtract ICRE or IERE, or maybe I just, what is IC? IC times beta plus 1 over beta, is that right? Times RE, is that right? And then I got to divide that whole thing over what, RL? Is that right? Okay, so I got to get this IC over here with that thing, I guess. So I've got IC. I've got one of them over here. And now I'm going to have plus beta plus 1 over beta times RE over RL, right? And I have to add that on, and that's going to equal VCC minus VCE. That should have been a big V here. And there over RL, right? And so now I could solve for IC here. IC equals, so it's going to be VCC minus VCE divided by RL times 1 plus beta plus 1 over beta times RE over RL, which is approximately equal to, if I say beta plus 1 over beta is 1, just to get an idea what this looks like, it'll be about VCC minus VCE over RL plus RE, right? Which is about right, because if we ignore the base currents here, if we ignore the base current coming in, then I would just say, I would take to IC, it's going to be, you can kind of move this RE up here, right? And then you could say VCC minus VCE over the sum, right? Because when they're in series, it doesn't matter what order you put them in. So that's good. So now if we look at that over here, you know, instead of being a minus 1 over RL, it's just a minus 1 over RL plus RE, right? And on the x-axis where IC is 0 is still VCC equals VCE, right? So we still have the same picture here except the bottom changed, right? Yeah, the IC-intercept is going to be different. The x-intercept is still the same, but we have a different slope on the thing. But the slope is pretty much dominated mostly by RL, right? I'm going to assume RE is a pretty small resistor because, in reality, you know, this is 0.7 volts across here, right? And this is supposed to be like 14 volts or 14.3 or something. So this guy will be about 10 times bigger than that guy generally. And so the RL plus RE is approximately RL, right? So it's approximately the same thing we have over here. Now, will this thing work over here, you know? Be interesting to actually run a simulation on this. I haven't ever built this before. I mean, we just dreamed it up just now, right? It seemed like it should be possible to do this over here if we could do that over there, right? Yeah. So if we ignore all the base currents here, you know, the current here is the same as the current there, right? This is still 0.7 volts here, right? So what happens when we change this resistor here is it's just going to change the voltage across this transistor right here, right?
Yeah,
which then basically we still have our, you know, it's not going to change the current in that transistor because that's set by this thing down here. I mean, well, let's see. Is that really right? VCE for the second one, for this one won't change, but for this one will, right?
Is it because it's connected to the base?
Yes.
Oh.
This is 0.7 volts here, right? And so that's all 0.7 volts, right? We're right on the border between active and saturation. Right? It seems like the small signal model for this guy, I won't be moving back and forth on this line here on the bottom. So I got to stay at the same current. So I think it should work. I don't know. Maybe we should try this. Now, what would you do to try this? To try it, you know, probably the best thing to do would just go to LTSpice or, you know, your favorite simulator, right? Plug it in and then sweep this RL or, you know, put a voltage source. You could put a voltage source here and sweep that. That would do the same thing, make that graph kind of like we just looked at right there, right? And then look at the derivative of that graph. It's probably easy just to eye it, right? Do this one versus that one, right? This one has the same disadvantage the Wilson does in that the compliance range dropped by 0.7 volts, right? But so I think this should work. I don't know. Do you want to do this for a homework? I didn't give you any homework, so I... Okay. Well, we'll just say I think this should work, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are doing your lab, right? And you could try that if you wanted to.
So how exactly would that help on the lab?
Well, okay, that's a good question. We got 10 minutes left, and let's work on that, because actually it's important.
Current sources, like, we don't need them to be any bigger.
Okay. So the question is, how does high R Norton work, help? How does high R Norton help in a differential pair? Because that's what you're doing in the lab, right? Okay, so let's think about that. So the differential pair looks like this. We got our, and we run this thing over to the other transistor here, and then we have a collector resistor here, and here's our output. This is where we put in our V plus, and this is where we put in our V minus. And we had a current source here, right, before, and I just said it was a perfect current source. But now I'm going to put an R Norton in there, okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Minus 15 or minus VCC or something, plus 15 up here, right? So RC. Okay, so now what's going to happen in our small signal model? Here's the R Norton. Well, our small signal model will look just like we had last day, except one extra resistor, this R Norton, right? So we got the R pi here. We got the V pi, I mean, well, V plus, I guess. And then that went to these guys right here. And that went to ground, I guess, right? Connect them to ground here. Whoops, I forgot the resistor. And then we got the R pi here. And we got the V minus. And then we got the R. Norton. So this is the new thing right here, right?
Yeah.
RC. And here's the output, V out. Okay. Well, this was IB1 and IB2. And this was beta IB1, beta IB2, right? And everything's looking kind of messy here, but the thing we did before was we said IB1 plus beta IB1 plus beta IB2 plus IB2 was 0, right? And that made IB1 plus IB2 0. Now we can't say that. So that just shot our common mode rejection ratio, right? If this resistor is really large, we can approximately say it, right? But if it's zero, then we're toast. Or if it's very small, then we're toast, right? Does that make sense? So that's very important, having a high R Norton. So a Wilson source would be better to use to get your common mode rejection ratio up than a regular current source. I mean, current mirror. So there is some motivation to try this out, you know.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
What was in labs? Didn't we talk about that the common mode ratio was going to be really high regardless?
Well, that was because we assumed this resistor was infinite.
Oh.
Without that resistor being infinite, then it won't be that way, because you see, there was a node equation right here that told us IB1 plus IB2 had to be 0.
Yeah.
And that's what made the common mode gain 0, because it made IB1 minus IB2. In other words, you couldn't, if you shot current in here, it had to come out over here. You couldn't shoot them in both simultaneously. But now I can, because there's an R. Norton here. In fact, some people, you know, in the old days, when you wanted to make a thing here really cheap without putting another transistor in, because transistors were expensive in the old days, what would they do? They'd put a large resistor in there, and they'd say, that was it. Yeah.
It's fantastic. It works.
Yeah, and it did, but it didn't have as good a, you know, common mode rejection ratio. So, anyway. So that's how they bias these things, just a big resistor.
And it was considered because we were using the current source there.
Well, yeah, right, because we were using the current source. But I didn't have the R. Norton or the current source. I just said that was infinite because it was a perfect current source.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you can't make a perfect one. This one's better than this one, I think.
Yeah, you can make it with a bigger...
Yeah, bigger R. Norton. And this, if we look at the results in the book, it would be fun to try and find out how good the results are here, but if you look at the results in the book, going to the Wilson thing, went from 10K to 3 megohms, you know, or I think that's what it says.
Yeah.
See? No, maybe it's 100K to 3 megohms. I think it's 100K to 3 megohms. It's still a pretty big difference. Yeah. 100K to 3 megohms, so it's 30 times bigger. So, you know, this might give us 30 times better, you know. And, you know, that's, you know, going to be a few dB in common mode rejection ratio, I'm sure, probably. You know, maybe 10 dB at least, maybe 20. Yeah. So next day, I want to look at this differential amplifier feeding a current source, okay? Because you guys are doing that, right? They actually have that in your book. And so I thought maybe we'd just, you know, work on that so you can see, you know, what you might expect there. Next class, we're gonna take a differential amplifier, okay? And instead of putting an RC up here, we'll put this current mirror up here like you guys did.
Okay.
I mean, in your lab, right? Because that way, you know, if we work out stuff that helps you in your lab, that's good, right?
Yeah,
that's
true. So, anyway. So that's the plan. So anyway, I think that's enough for today. We can let you all go a little early. I hope you don't have that thermo test that everybody else does. Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Our AI project.
Oh, yeah. Did you get